Bryce Fleischer of the Florence FFA chapter in Texas is the extemporaneous leadership development event winner at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. Bryce, this competition took a lot to get to where you are today. First, tell me more about how you got involved with the competition.
So it's kind of a funny story. I guess you could kind of always say that I've maybe had the skill set to be an extemporaneous speaker, but I competed in a lot of different LDEs, CDEs, and other speaking events throughout the past 4 or 5 years of my FFA career. But it wasn't until this last year, my senior year, that I finally decided that I was going to do extemporaneous speaking. So it was my first year ever doing it, and I was lucky enough to be able to qualify for national convention because of the support system around me and genuinely the people who believed in me and supported me along the way, that I was able to jump in my last year and do something that was probably the contest that fit my abilities the most.
From the local to the state to the national level, you've had a lot of different topics you've had to choose. Now, what was your favorite topic from these past few competitions?
I'm trying to think back to state and things of that nature, but being completely honest, I think my last topic, how can American producers ensure that we solve the issues of domestic food insecurity, is one that's incredibly prevalent, especially in my home state of Texas, where we're over the national rate of food insecurity in families. So I think that's definitely something that I was super passionate about. And it was such an incredible way to kind of just wrap up my speaking career in FFA, being my last public speaking contest in FFA. And I really left it all out in the speaking room. And I think that topic suited me well, and I was very blessed to have that one.
And the competition itself is very complicated in a sense, but you really have to know how to speak on the fly. Tell me more about the competition and what you most enjoyed about it.
I think something that I enjoy a lot about extemporaneous speaking is how much fun I get to have with it. When you're doing prepared public speaking, you have a script, you have a rubric of things that you have to follow. And when you write it right, it's really fun and super awesome. But in extemporaneous, I'm able to feel the room, feel the energy of what's happening, and adjust according to it. Typically, I'm not one who writes out speeches in the prep room. I go through, I write intro, 3 dashed lines, and then conclusion. I write one word that describes what I want to do with my intro, and then 1 or 2 words on each of those 3 points, and then 1 word that describes my conclusion. And then I just go in there and have as much fun with it as I possibly can while ensuring that I'm including the facts and the agriculture knowledge to back up the claims that I'm making. So I think my favorite part about the actual contest itself is just how much fun I get to have exploring the topic with the judges.
Now, at the national level, you've had a few different competitions, semifinals to finals. You said your favorite, but some questions are asked by the judges. What were those questions that you remember, and how did you really shape that question?
I think my favorite question was when I talked about domestic food insecurity. They asked if I know anything about partner organizations or if any organizations are partnering to fight this, and I talked about the Give the Gift of Grove program that's in California and other Western states, where they actually give orchards and groves of trees to inner city communities so that they can provide more fresh produce. And then I also talked about the North Texas Food Bank and all the things that they're doing in Dallas, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, to provide for those communities surrounding them so that they can ensure that they're effectively fighting domestic food insecurity. I think it's incredibly valuable that we highlight these organizations and associations that are working daily to solve an issue that's affecting so many Americans that deserve to eat food.
You put in a lot of time and effort yourself to compete in this competition. Who would you all like to thank that has gotten you to your journey in extemporaneous?
Not to kind of go through a quick list, but obviously my family, my wonderful ag teachers who have been with me every step of the way, the incredible support system that I have back in Florence, my grandparents, all 5 of my siblings, Braden, Brody, Bristol, Brecken, and Briggs, they are all such a part of me and have helped shape me into the person I am today. But at the end of everything, all glory goes to God, and in His creation we find our success. And I think at the end of the day, this is all to glorify His name, and it's all to glorify His wonderful creation of agriculture. So all glory goes to God in every nature.
Congratulations again. Anything else that you'd like to share?
I'm just thankful to National FFA and the wonderful sponsors of this incredible organization who do so much work to ensure the future of agriculture education, and I couldn't be more thankful.
And that was Bryce Fleischer of the Florence FFA chapter in Texas, the winner of the Extemporaneous Leadership Development event at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm Michelle Stengler with National FFA.